You're listening to Practically Christian Podcast, taking all that information you got all up in your brain and giving you real, practical application.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Practically Christian Podcast.
Welcome.
Here we are again, finding ourselves in a familiar situation. Mm-hmm. Now, and something I know we left out of the welcome back episode that we did. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, in the next little bit, next couple of weeks.
Not the next year.
No. Mm-hmm. We are going to be hosting this podcast. I mean, because right now we're available on all major podcasts. Like, I mean, we're on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. We're on Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, like anything and everything you can think of. We are not, however, as of right now, on YouTube. Although Mission Sent has its own YouTube channel that you can go check out at Mission Sent. The podcast isn't on there, but that is going to change. As we delve, that's not a real word.
Delve, D-E-L-V-E. That's a real word.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. As we delve.
Trust yourself.
Into more, no, the heart is wicked and deceitful above all things, who can understand it. Mm-hmm. Into more video.
Amen.
So.
Again, amen to the verse.
Jeremiah 20, or 17:9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good reason to follow us on social media. So you are mm-hmm. very aware of all of these changes. But this week, we're going to talk about something that most millennials out there can remember. Mm-hmm. Whether you played sports, whether you didn't, mm-hmm. you should be able to remember. I just say play sports because for me, it was always after
a game.
Mm-hmm. But every one of us remember at some point in our childhood going to Pizza Hut.
Yes.
You know, they had the Pac-Man table. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a flat arcade Pac-Man game. Mm-hmm. Your friends were there. You got delicious food. You got, you know, Book It. Remember Book It?
I do. They still do it, actually.
Not like they used
to. Not like they used to, but they still do it, yeah.
I mean, we're both teachers. I can't tell you the last time I saw a Book It thing.
As a reading teacher, there is still Book It, and okay. I handed out many of those longs.
Again, I'm not saying...
As a math teacher, no, you did not hand
I'm
out
not
those.
I'm not saying that they don't do it.
But
it's
not
you.
At all what it used to be.
You know, where you read, what is it, like 5 books or something like mm-hmm. that, and you got a free personal pan pizza.
Yep. And
I'm just saying, Pizza Hut had a big effect mm-hmm. on my childhood. Mm-hmm. You know, on a lot of ours. And we're going to get into something because we went to Pizza Hut mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago now.
About, yeah.
Maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah, maybe a month ago. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
We were legit the only people mm-hmm. in the restaurant mm-hmm. outside of the workers.
Right. It was very, very sad.
Like, we would look around at empty tables. It's yep. kind of like, what is it, lineal spaces?
Lineal, yeah, yeah.
You know, where like you're abandoned going, hold malls on. Mm-hmm. and stuff like that. We were looking around at all these tables.
Which is also quite intriguing, but it's a whole other story. Mm-hmm.
That used to sit happy families, mm-hmm. Or at least families who were about to be happy.
Right.
You know, because again, it had video games so the kids could go play video games. Parents, the coaches.
Right, they could just could sit down for a second. Whatever they... chose to at that moment.
They were about to get happy if you...
They
you,
was... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And instead of other families and life mm-hmm. and all of that, I was looking around and there are literally like pizza boxes. Yep. Like...
Just stacked up.
Yeah. On all these... they don't even have a fountain machine in there anymore. Mm-mm. You can no longer... Okay. And I don't mean this in the negative connotation, but you can no longer make suicides in Pizza Huts anymore.
Right.
Which and is, for those of you that don't know, and the reason I said I don't want to use this in the negative connotation, that's what, and I know other people probably called it other things, mm-hmm. but that's what we called when you mix together all of the drinks.
Disgusting.
Minus anything that said diet or sugar free.
Disgusting.
It may have been. I know it went down like water.
Ugh.
And later it made your insides happy.
It made your inside something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was happy.
Bouncing around happy.
Where your parents were like, just sit down, please.
Shut up.
Not that that's okay anymore. Whatever. Keep going.
See, but that's the problem. Why know. Is that not okay? Whatever. But anyway.
Episode. And
some of these facts I'm going to give you, like, and again, because everything is.
But hold blank. On. Pizza Hut was it's nostalgia that I think for me comes up, like the checkered table, the Pepsi and a.
The checkers table.
The like checkered, not checkers.
Like, oh, not like checkered, the one at Cracker Barrel.
Not like Cracker Barrel. No, okay. You know, you walk into Pizza Hut, the tables have the checkers. It's checkered.
Yes, but I just want to make sure, like, you weren't that kid, like, oh, we're going to play checkers at Pizza Hut. Everybody else is on video games. You're like, I'm playing with, you know, my imaginary friend.
Is there
and something? Shiloh let me win every time. You had an imaginary.
Stop it. Keep going.
First of all, I had imaginary friends. There's no shame in that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
In fact, I think there's more shame nowadays because
there are no imaginary friends.
And granted, we're going to get into this in our parrot episode. Oh, you know, all these parrots out here on social media. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was more so like kids today don't have the imagination to have imaginary friends anymore.
Right.
You know?
Well, there was no creativity.
So
well,
the fact that you were at Pizza Hut, mm-hmm. you were probably the only kid sitting at that table and playing checkers with your imaginary friend. That's fine, babe.
Right. That wasn't a big deal.
I didn't hear you say no. That wasn't you.
It wasn't me. I'm just saying. I had fun at Pizza Hut.
With other people. Like
with
that,
other people.
That other people
I need you
see.
To say that out loud. There were other people there.
But, you know, in every company nowadays blames everything that is wrong with their company on
COVID.
I wasn't going to say it out loud.
Oh, I don't care.
You know, it's the disease that shall not be named. Mm-hmm. Okay, which, hey.
COVID.
We're not going to get into that. But anyway, so one of the articles I had seen, because again, I'm not used to seeing Pizza Hut empty like that. Mm-hmm. You know, again.
We used to take the kids there after JT's baseball game.
Okay. Yeah, with the free book it things that you probably stole now that I'm thinking about it from work.
Stop it. No, I didn't.
But.
That's horrible.
but in 2020, mm-hmm. okay, Papa John's. And Domino's, they both grew by 17.6 and 15.9%.
What year was that?
This is back in 2020.
Okay.
They both grew by, you know, almost 20%.
Wow.
Respectively, where Pizza Hut actually fell by 2%.
Is that because of...
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's? I don't know.
No, I think it was because of delivery.
I agree 100%. It was Papa John's and Domino's. They were never mm-hmm. associated with, hey, come in, sit down,
right,
eat a meal, you know, everyone go play on video games, mm-hmm. go do this, go do that, as much as it's, you know, I don't even know if they have a place to eat inside them. I think it's just pick up, like carry out.
I do think it's just pick
up. Delivery only.
I can't. Yeah. I don't think there's anywhere to sit down.
You know, so they got these like little broom closets with a pizza oven in it.
Right.
You know, and it's meant to do delivery, which would make sense that mm-hmm. during the pandemic, something that specialized in delivery
grew,
mm-hmm. you know, because everyone was terrified to leave their house and, you know, hey, just leave, you know, in Home Alone. Where they're like, just leave it on the back step or leave it at the back door or whatever the case
That's
may be.
That's literally, to this day, they go, yeah. they ask if you want it to just be left somewhere right. out front.
Where I don't want bugs.
No, I want you to hand me my items.
But again, so I do think that played into it. Mm-hmm. I really do. But the other thing that I really think plays into it even more than that is what... we as a society really no longer do. And that's eat together.
That's true.
I mean, again, if you go and you look at like just Pizza Hut over the last 2.5 years, mm-hmm. you know, they've closed almost 300 stores now.
Oh, that's sad.
Again, if we're ranking, not all pizzerias, obviously, mm-hmm. but if we're ranking the big chain pizzerias, mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, is there that much of a difference between Papa John's, Pizza Hut, and Domino's, Little Caesars, anything like that? Like, I know there's difference in like prices and stuff like that, but the food for the most part.
Well, I'm a fruits and vegetables kind of person on pizza, so.
But the foods for the most part are
pizza's
are,
pizza.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about like New York pizza.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm going off on tangent. Sorry. I will stop.
We grew here. You flew here.
That's right.
Okay. That being said, yes, unless you go to like an actual pizzeria, you know, you're not going to get these wildly. Like, dude, if you put down a piece of Pizza Hut pizza and a piece of Papa John's pizza in front of me, and I'm sure I could taste the difference between the two, but really, are either one of them above a five on the "this is so delicious" scale?
Right.
You know, like, I mean, it's not like either one of them are gourmet pizza things.
Right. Pizza things. Pizza.
Pizza food. But again, it speaks to a bigger thing, mm-hmm. you know, and we covered this a couple of years ago in the death of the American Mall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the same thing. We're not eating together anymore.
Right.
You know, families don't eat together. In fact, the average family polled in this Harvard study that I was looking at,
mm-hmm.
The average family said they only eat together about 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really stop and think about that, understand there's 21 meals in a week.
Mm.
So, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
mm-hmm.
7 days a week, 3 times 7 is 21.
And how many they have together a week?
3. And that doesn't mean it was 3 dinners. That doesn't, like, it could have been 3 breakfast or, you know,
a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner.
Right.
On separate days.
In a week.
Right.
And again, you know, if we look at, again, just stats, it's crazy that 46% of families say that they don't eat dinner together.
And I mean, even talking to kids at school, that is something that they were shocked at when we'd have conversations and what'd you do this weekend? And, you know, we talk about like things we did during mm-hmm. the weekend. And I say, then we had dinner and, oh, what'd you have for dinner? Oh, where'd you guys go? We were eating at home.
Right.
What were you guys watching? Well, we were sitting at the table. You guys sit at the table? Like, it was...
Hold on. Kids would tell you that? Or
no,
you
I would tell the kids that and they were like, what?
What's a table?
I mean, some kids were like, you know, I would ask them, well, what'd you guys do with dinner? Like, how do you have dinner? Oh, we ordered pizza, which is fine. Or my mom or my dad cooked, and then we all just got our food and went to our rooms to watch what we wanted, which I heard a lot.
Yeah.
Which made me very sad.
I mean, for the first time ever, Americans right now are actually spending more on their food budget going out to eat. They're actually spending 50.3% of their food budget
mm-hmm.
going out to eat, opposed to 49.7%.
Mm-hmm.
on actually getting groceries from the store and eating at home.
See, but that statistic, that number can, I mean, they could be eating together when they're going out.
And they found that less than 1/4
mm-hmm.
of all, okay, let me read it. Less than 1/4 of family dinners include a full serving of vegetables. So,
I believe.
So there's other, but there's other implications, mm-hmm. you know, to this
mm-hmm.
opposed to, There's a massive breakdown of the family.
Health.
Yeah. I mean, because again, you're talking about, you know, again, let's be honest. I don't care what restaurant you're talking about. Their goal in anything is profit.
Absolutely. 100%.
You know, so they're not getting.
Sweet Tomatoes was my favorite. They were looking to make some money. Hence, they were too healthy and they closed. But that's a whole other story.
But not even that. More so what I was getting at is they're not getting the best cuts.
No.
Of meat. Like, they're not getting your USDA, I don't care what their menu says, they're not getting those top dollar cut of meats
right.
that are, you know, grain fed, mm-hmm. that are, you
range
know,
free.
Hormone mm-hmm. and antibiotic free.
Right.
And then you wonder why we have, you know, 12 and 13 year olds in our country now that look like grown folk.
Yeah.
You know, that are fully
high
developed.
High blood sugar,
that,
high cholesterol, yeah. high blood pressure.
Well, not just that. Just like, again, the steroids and everything, the proteins that they're using to get these animals
bigger. I mean,
when
I worked in middle school, I had 6th graders that towered over me.
Right.
And because I was in 6th grade, I was one of the tallest ones there.
Because you are what you eat.
Right.
And if you're ingesting all this high protein, high you know, steroid, high, you know, all these antibiotics. Like, why do you think all of a sudden there's bacteria that are resistant to certain drugs and, and certain forms of antibiotics? And because your body is just ingesting all of this in the food that we're eating.
Use oregano instead. Sorry, there's my plug for healthy stuff.
Oh my God. Now oregano oil. All into the witchcraft.
Hey, we could do a podcast on alternative medicines. Anyway, keep going.
So just to compare that, in 1970, Americans spent 26% of their food budget on eating out.
Wow.
Like, I remember even back in the 90s growing up, you know, a trip to McDonald's, that was a big deal.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it wasn't until, I would say, I don't know, the early 2000s, when the two for twos, and all of a sudden it became cheaper to go, hey, let me go to McDonald's, get four Big Macs, you know, for $4, I'm not getting anything from the store.
Right.
And then it became this more convenient, faster, cheaper option.
And the cheaper it is when you eat out, the less of a quality of food that you have. I mean, you're not going to, if it's a dollar for two or $2, whatever, four for two, vice versa, two for four.
So
it's not going to be high quality food.
50% off. Two for one or 50% off.
Oh, but I would admit.
But again, so if we look at the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University, kids and teens who share family dinners three or more times a week. Okay. So we eat at home, we're sharing family dinners. They are less likely to be overweight, more likely to eat healthy food, perform better academically, are less likely to engage in risky behavior, including drugs, alcohol, and sexual activity, and they have better relationships with their parents.
Wow.
And you know what that all came from? Sitting down, eating together.
Going, I know.
Hey, how was your day?
Right. And not just what did you do at school today? How was your day? How are you feeling? What are you thinking? You can engage in deep conversation. We've sat at the table and we didn't, I mean, there were times where we were like, man, we haven't sat at the table in weeks because we were so busy.
Yeah, I get it. You know, so that happens. And
but I mean, there are times we've sat at the table, had dinner, and then the next thing I know, I'm going, we've been sitting here for 2 hours. Time for showers and bed.
Yeah.
But we've had some great conversation and learned a lot of information about what the kids are thinking, feeling, what's going on in the classroom, things that are bothering them, you know, and we've got to share some of our, you know, wonderful parent advice to them.
Amazing parent.
Oh, advice, yeah. Fantastic. I mean, don't ask them.
And I'm not even saying, like, understand, like, I'm not even saying, hey, like, every meal needs to turn into a therapy session.
No.
Eating together could involve, you know, especially if it's like a special night or something like that, sitting in, down and watching, you know, whatever show. See, but again, that goes to a bigger problem because there are no more weekly shows. Like, you remember
Friday night.
Mm-hmm. TGIF, God it's Friday.
Saturday morning cartoons, you know, with your bowl of cereal.
But right now, I just want to focus on TGIF, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you had like Family Matters, Full House, Step by Step. I think just the 10 of us might have been in there for a short period of time.
Oh, man, I forgot about that show.
But these weekly shows that you had to wait till Friday to watch. And then, you know, on Friday you would, you know, I'm sure not every house, but like I know a lot of us, like, hey, it was Friday was pizza night. You know, we'd get pizza and we'd sit down and for that hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever, you know, as a family, we would sit there and we would watch TGIF. And I go, even things like that
doesn't happen
are still, but that's still spending time together,
right?
That's still engaging in the same activities. What it's not is, you know, you're sitting on the couch playing on your phone, I'm sitting, you know, there watching TV, you know, the kids are, you know, in their rooms or you know, playing on whatever doodad
you're
playing
together
on,
but separate. You're physically together, but you're not really together. Right. But I mean, where did we went somewhere not too long ago, and I just remember being in complete awe. Every single member of the family was on their phone, literally not saying a word to each other.
And it was at a restaurant.
It was at a restaurant.
It was at Olive Garden.
No, it was a different time. And I just remember I was like, what is...
No, it was at Olive Garden. It was the table like right to the like catty corner right of us.
I mean, it did happen there.
I'm not calling out Olive Garden.
No, but
I won't go back to Olive Garden.
No, that's a whole different conversation. I just know it's happened quite often. And it was, I mean, we've seen couples on dates mm-hmm. that didn't speak a word to each other, that both right. were on their phone from the moment they sat down.
And what's sad is they're probably talking to each other on Snapchat.
They're probably not talking to each other.
Probably snapping.
That's not how that works.
No?
Nope.
I'm sorry. But all I have is Salt Strong.
Wow. Okay. Moving on.
But again, it's... It's so with the decline of Pizza Hut, what we're, you know, what we're also seeing is that decline of the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, and again, there's so many different benefits. Oh, that's the wrong button. There's so many different benefits to just spending time together,
sitting down together,
and talking
unplugging.
With one another mm-hmm. and just going, hey, how was your day? You know, is there anything going on that you want to talk about? Is, you know,
and it can be over cereal. It doesn't have to be this huge elaborate. It could be something that you ordered. It doesn't have to be a home cooked meal, although that would be nice. I mean, that's not always available. I mean, I know I have found in conversation with the kids, some very disturbing things that they've come across just in chatting over a bowl of cereal
with our kids,
our kids. Yeah.
But I mean, a healthy family is made up of good parenting, is found to be associated with better emotional regulation, obedience, academic performance, social wow. competence, and resilience. Another thing I saw, a child's relationship with their parents dictates all of their future relationships with others.
Wow.
Okay, so
that makes perfect sense.
Understand, mm-hmm. you're always teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, as a parent, you're always teaching.
Intentional or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. This is how you interact with others. This is how you
regulate, how yeah. you become self-aware, how you work together as a team or not.
Right.
It's either what, you know, what you do well or and what you don't do well. Your kids are still learning from that.
I go, if you think about like all those people, you know, and I know you're not one of the, if you're listening, I know you're not one of those people at work that other people are like, oh, they lack conflict resolution skills. They lack
communication,
the ability to have a conversation with someone.
Right.
Understand, those are skills that honestly A, are learned mm-hmm. and B, are learned at a very, very young age.
Right. It's not learned when you sit down. You can when teach it explicitly. They're not learning it. No one's learning it in school. I promise you. Nobody's learning it. No,
but these are skills that
you learn as a child
before you even start school.
Mm-hmm, in your formative years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I go, that's what is happening. That's what's going on is we don't have these skills, mm-hmm. Because we're not taught these skills as children.
Right.
And then we grow up and then when what we see in society,
mm-hmm.
understand what we're seeing nowadays didn't just happen over the past X amount of years.
Right.
This isn't from the pandemic. This isn't from the past 2 or 3 years. This is stuff that has been going on, you know, for generation mm-hmm. and generation and generation. And there's been, you could draw a line
mm-hmm.
from, even if we just went back to like 1945 at mm-hmm. the end of World War II.
Right.
You could draw a line from there to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see, okay, here, you know, again, going back to the 1970s when we're sitting here going, hey, we're only spending 26% of our food budget on going out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that other 74% going?
Right.
You know, we're mm-hmm. eating at home.
Right.
You know, we're eating around the table. We're talking with one another. We're, you know, we're doing all of these different things.
Right. And even when you're cooking at home, it's an opportunity. Whether you do a HelloFresh or one of those other services that sends you food that you prepare or that you cook, that's an opportunity for you to cook with your child and have conversation. You're teaching them how to work together as a team and you're having just conversation. Again, anytime you can talk to your kids about anything is a good time.
Yeah.
Make that time.
And it's
take
a teaching
that time.
Time.
It is. And not just...
You're not explicitly sitting there
no.
going, okay, when I do this, you do this. But you are implicitly
right.
always teaching.
Right.
And I think...
And you're making memories that are going to last a lifetime.
Right. But again, I feel like I can't overstress the importance of A, face-to-face communication.
Right.
B, being able to emotionally bond with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like the reason we don't have empathy in our society anymore is because we no longer emotionally bond
right.
the way we used to.
Right.
And even if you go back again, going to the Bible,
mm-hmm.
you know, what does Jesus do all of the time?
He sits down and eats with people.
He reclines and eats with people.
And there are so many, like you said before, just even going back to the skills, like when you're sitting down eating with each other, you look at each other in the face. And that's a skill that a lot of people, a lot of kids, young adults don't have right now. They don't know how to look at somebody else. And some of that can be anxiety. Some people just don't have that comfort level. But if you do it in the safety of your home, your kids are going to be able to be confident when they're out talking to people.
But even looking at anxiety,
mm-hmm.
how do you cope with anxiety? How do you cope with stress? I mean, there are techniques, yes,
right.
that, you know, breathing techniques and focal techniques mm-hmm. and things of that nature. Where do you learn those techniques from?
At home.
Again,
or you don't learn them. Like you either learn them or.
No, you learn don't. How to cope one way or another.
Yeah. Good, bad or.
Yeah. I'm not saying every technique is a good technique.
Right.
But you learn to cope with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some way, shape, or form.
And that goes to executive functioning skills.
Yeah, but again, I was talking more so like if we go to like substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
That understand most substance abuse is a form of coping.
Right, absolutely. 100%.
So what if they would have learned a different way to cope with,
right.
you know, the stress and everything happening.
Addictions.
Our child and I talk about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hit high school and all of a sudden, especially now that marijuana is somewhat legal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and vaping and all of that things, like understand the vast majority of substance abuse
mm-hmm.
is I'm trying to cope with what is going on around me.
Because you will hear.
Because some of these kids, I mean, they got some messed up stories.
Oh, yeah. And you're especially, yeah, you'll hear. I need my vape. I need a cigarette. I need to smoke weed. Whatever it is, I need a pill. They genuinely believe in their mind that is like that's going to help them get through whatever it is going. Just even for that moment,
right? Well, it's that one dopamine.
And it's
hit.
The same thing when you think about babies with like blankies or binkies. Eventually, you teach them to get away from that.
Negative. They are just snatched from you, and you can no longer have them.
Just because you did that to our children.
That's what was done to me.
It's all making sense now. All makes sense. But that's just replacing that.
Right.
You just have a bigger kid with a bigger binky and a bigger blankie.
Absolutely.
That's going to cause bigger problems.
And that's why, like I said, you know, you go back to scripture and, you know, Jesus runs into Zacchaeus, you know, a wee little man was he.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. You don't hear the song?
I was waiting.
I'll keep going.
Climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. You know, I go, but the first thing out of Jesus' mouth isn't, let me confront you with your sin. The first thing out of his mouth is, hey, I'm coming to your house to eat tonight.
Feed me.
Yeah.
And we recommend, we've talked to people about, hey, if you have free time and you don't have responsibilities that some other people may have, you should be finding someone to go eat dinner with. Our 100 Tables initiative.
Yeah. Which we're going to fall well short of.
Way short. That's a whole other story.
Hey, but you can always rework a goal.
Mm-hmm.
yep. But absolutely, like the value that comes with eating. The mm-hmm. value, I mean, one, it's essential for life.
Right.
You know, we do need to eat to live.
Pardon me.
But two, when you can take an essential thing like eating and you need water,
I
got water, baby.
I need water. Thank you.
I'm going to turn down your channel. Hang on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But when you can take mm-hmm. when you can take, just put it down. I'll get it in a second.
Thank you for sharing.
Sharing is caring. Sharing Learned is that at home. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's just so much we are missing out on with the decline
right.
of Pizza Hut and not eating family dinners together.
Right.
You know, not eating breakfast together, not eating, you know, and I get it. Schedules can get all sorts of jacked up and, you know, sometimes it can be very hard to to find that time. And if you don't see that as a direct attack of the enemy, you're blind. Like Ray Charles could have seen that coming. And so I go, it's when we take that time to really spend time with it, that intentional missional time.
And it's not always going to look pretty. Sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable and you're going to have conversations you did not expect. I mean, there are conversations we start having with the kids that, man, went sideways fast.
But even if you think about like with me and Gabby, mm-hmm. okay, and just Gabby because she cooks with me the most, like, y'all didn't expect to hear that, huh? Yeah, Debbie doesn't do most of the cooking in our house.
Not anymore.
But even that time I get to spend in the kitchen, she's learning a skill that eventually she is going to need. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually you're going to live by yourself. You're going to need to prepare food.
Right.
I warn our other daughter of that all the time. Like,
she's just going to wait for her sister to cook for her.
Eventually you're going to need to know how to do this.
She'll order her service.
But again, it's that, honestly, it's that spending time with one another. Mm-hmm. It's not rushing through every moment just to get to the next moment. Mm-hmm. So this week, we challenge you. Okay, the average is 3 times a week. Hey, shoot for 4.
Right.
Eat 4 times a week with your family this mm-hmm. week. So until next week, we love you. We thank you.
We love you guys.
And we can't do this without you.